Well, there's the Presbyterian, the Methodist, and the Baptist, and the Holiness, and the Catholic. The Catholic Church is just right in sight down there.
Mm-hmm. If two people became members, you say last Sunday they
join the church.
And you go to church to pray to? You go to church to pray to?
The priest.
Or?
To the Lord.
And another name for the Lord?
Jesus.
Or Jesus is the son of
Mary.
And what's another name for the Lord?
For the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Lord Jesus Christ. Christ.
And the preacher preaches a the preacher preaches a
sermon.
And you pray to?
Pray.
To?
Pray to the Lord, or the Catholic priest, Mary.
There's another name for the Lord, a real common name.
God.
And the choir and the organist provide the
music.
And if you really like the music, you say the music was just
grand.
And if you had to change a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday, you might say, well, church will be over
before I get there.
And the enemy of God is called the
devil.
Any other names for the devil?
Satan.
What would you tell children that was going to come get them if they didn't behave? What would you tell children?
Old Boogerman's going to get you. That's what Ms. told us going down the hall to the lobby the other day. This old Boogerman's in here and he's going to get us. I says, he's going to get you if you don't be good. She says, well, he'll never get me.
Is the Boogerman the same as the devil?
That's what I always thought.
What do people think they see around a graveyard at night?
Ghost.
And a house that people are scared to go in?
Ghost.
The house is supposed to be?
Ghosty. I don't know. I never have been in one.
Or?
Never have been scared of the cemetery either. Graveyard.
What else would people say about those houses?
They were haunted.
And you tell someone, you better put a sweater on. It's getting a little...
a little cold. Or cool.
Or?
Chilly.
And you say, well, I'll go with you if you really want me to, but I'd
rather not.
And if you hadn't seen a good friend of yours in a long time, if you hadn't seen a good friend of yours in a long time, when you saw him, you'd say,
I'm so glad to see you.
And you'd say, it wasn't just a little cold this morning. It was
really cold.
And if someone said something kind of shocking, you sort of resented them saying it, you'd say, why, the very
idea you saying that.
And when a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask them then? When a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask them? If you're asking about their health, you'd say?
Oh, yeah, ask them how they were, I guess. It's been so long since any of mine come and said good morning.
What about when you're introduced to a stranger? What would you say?
I'm pleased to meet you.
And
whether you was or not.
How would you greet someone on December 25th?
You're supposed to give them a gift, but I don't have no gifts.
Well, what do you tell them? You say,
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Merry Christmas and a happy and a prosperous New Year, I believe is what you say.
Do you ever hear people say Christmas gift?